Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Christmas hasn't quite come yet, but there is Christmas in the air with the, I guess we have, very good news, well, sort of, it's quasi-good news. David Penner's wife of 43 years died a few months ago. That's not the good news. But there was kind of a miracle Christmas surprise. And you know, when you think about these things, there are signs, spiritual signs, when people die that show up. And then you know that people that have gone on are okay. Mm. And that's kind of the way I remember being taught. The Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with much needed comfort for Mr. Penner. So the story goes, Jay, that about 15 years ago, in Great Meadows, New Jersey, they lost the wedding ring at a tree farm, a Christmas tree farm, the lady's wedding ring, and they kept going back and they could never find the ring. So Mr. Penner thought he had lost it forever. Well, apparently, during the end of Christmas season, somebody found the ring inscribed to the date of his marriage, July 20th, 1974, to David Love Nancy. And so when this came back to him, this tree farmer, John Wycliffe, was riding his tractor. Actually, it wasn't in Christmas. It was just a few days ago. He saw something glittering in the soil. And after he sifted through the dirt, he came up with a wedding ring.
Yeah.
How about that?
Amazing.
Yeah, it's great. But she led him to it. Her, the spirit, her energy, I believe that completely. So she's okay, and now he's much better. He's not okay, but he's wearing the ring now. He's the one, by the way, who lost. It wasn't the wife. It was him who lost his ring. And so now he's got it back again, and I'm sure he'll wear it and feel that good vibration. Because that's what comes out of those sorts of things. I remember someone, I'm trying to remember who it was in my life. Excuse me. Yeah, my voice is better. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Anyway, so there was maybe 20, 25, not even 30 years ago, excuse me, off the coast of Northern California, forget the airline, the plane went down in a nosedive and crashed into the Pacific Ocean about 10 miles off the shore. Maybe closer than that. But everybody on shore could see the MD-80 going down into the water. Crash. Bing. Right. Straight down. And so a lady lost her husband in that. And she wondered for quite a long time about, you know, she obviously was devastated by the circumstances, but then her husband's ring, it was a college ring, washed up on shore on the beach in one of these communities north of San Francisco, and it was inscribed. So she got it back again. Somebody found it, and it went through the system of who's this guy and where did this ring come from, and she got it back again. And she, I remember, I interviewed her. I remember her telling me that she thought it was her husband told her on any number of occasions that if anything ever happened to him, that she would have a sign. He would make sure that she got a sign that he was okay. And thus, that's the way, and I interpreted it that way too. That's how she knew that he was okay.
Oh, that's beautiful.
All right? Yeah, it's very cool. All right, well, now we've done the good stuff. Time for the bad stuff. Let's see. How do we categorize all the killings and all of the huzzarai and all the mayhem. I guess we start with the shooting in D.C. at a funeral home.
Oh, yeah. It was a funeral for a homicide victim.
Yeah.
I tried to find to see if they knew who did it or if that was still an open case, and I couldn't find any information. It was really only about this shooting.
Right.
But it was after it was let out, and people were out on the sidewalks, and they don't know if it was one person,
crazy.
If it was multiple people, if it was related. There wasn't like a return gunfire or anything. It was just this drive-by. They definitely believe it was targeted.
It's about as brazen as you can get in the middle of the day during a funeral when everybody's gathering around. You know, after they have the service, go outside, get in your car, and you go to the cemetery, and along comes this car. And four people shot, one's dead. So here we go. This kind of stuff. You and I argue. We don't argue. We concern ourselves as to whether or not the daily repetition of these incidents is of value. Other than, it's in the news. But at this point, how do we talk about it? Other than you talk about the brazen nature of someone coming upon a funeral like this. Was there drug involvement? I'm going to guess probably yes, but you don't really know. As you said, the other end of it seems to be a secret or a mystery as to why the first person was killed. Now, going back to the shooting in Louisville at the bank on Monday, that brings to mind, or those who study these sorts of things, looking at where they happen, when they happen, why they happen. Apparently, remember yesterday I went through the numbers of mass, and in this case, workplace-related shootings. This isn't just this year, last year. This goes back to World War II almost. Back to the 1950s, the Violence Project, it's funded by the National Institute of Justice, has found the current or former workplaces of perpetrators, the most common site for mass shootings, was the workplace. And most of the shooters have been fired. 53 workplace shootings in the last 50-some-odd years. And this is 30% of all of the 188. What kind of a country, what kind of a modern, supposedly progressive country has this kind of violence? Are we feeding into the violence with all the movies and TV shows and books about violence? The culture, does it support violence? The second most common location for mass shootings was retail. About 17% of all mass shootings was at the retail stores. And the third most common location, restaurants. So workplace shootings, number one. And the biggest motivation, again, is employment.
Mm-hmm.
Unemployment.
Well, do you remember, way back in the day, that it was a stereotype of post office workers?
Yeah.
Postal workers.
That's why they called it being going postal. Yeah, right. So now, what do we call it? Going nuts. Going crazy. All right, so here's some other crazy stuff. A couple thousand residents in Indiana today are out of their homes. They weren't yesterday morning, but there was a large fire that broke out in a recycling plant. And any resident that was within a half a mile of this plant was ordered to evacuate because of the things that, when you have something like a recycling plant, there's all kinds of stuff there being recycled, and a lot of it's not very good to breathe, as you might imagine. So over 2,000 residents were taken out. So what did they do? Go stay in hotels, stay with friends, stay with relatives. The smoke was really toxic, and so this was the smartest thing to do. You can't breathe in that smoke, or your lungs will be eaten literally alive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, so and you wonder, if you see what goes on any of these recycling places, there's all kinds of stuff. We have actually a couple of them here in my hometown, Framingham. And I don't remember there's ever been a fire. But as a matter of fact, I just brought a truckload of stuff down there the other day. And it amazes me in the amount of space that they have, how much stuff they can pile up and how much they grind up and how much they load onto trucks to bring to recycling facilities. So there are all kinds of, there's a step or two or three or four along the way when it comes to recycling. The first is you decide you want to recycle whatever it is. Mostly we recycle metal and plastics and stuff. And then you bring it to a place that will pay you for whatever it is that you bring. I bring it in by the truck, usually $400 or $500 that come out of the scrap. And then they pile it up and they do what they do with it. They work it. There's heavy metal, there's light metal, screenings, that sort of thing. And then during the day, four or five times, there are these huge 53-foot dump trucks, trailer trucks that come in, and they load it up with this stuff, and it goes to another recycling plant that melts it down, and in some cases it becomes just brick. Mm-hmm. And they put it onto ships, they put it onto railheads, then they bring it to the port, put it on ships, and it goes to Turkey where it's melted down, and you probably have it in the front fender of your new car.
Isn't it kind of interesting when you think about it, because recycling is just the planet, but at the same time, all of the effort that goes into actually recycling.
How many steps there are. Yeah. Right. Yeah. How many steps are there along the way? Okay, here's one other item as we have a moment here to review what happened when the floor collapsed at the courthouse in Savannah that was built in 1899. Been undergoing renovations. All three of the workers were taken to a hospital. None of them were hurt that badly. But, you know, this kind of stuff, again, these are local stories that are of interest. How many people see, a lot of communities are having a lot of work done on these buildings that were built, you know, back to the turn of the century or whenever there was, you know, a lot of new activity. And then, you know, after the Industrial Revolution, things started to pop. It's 18 after on the Popping Good Day program.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125-milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
It's 23 after the hour now on the Doug Stephan Good Day. Is it? It's Wednesday already, yeah?
Yeah, it's Wednesday.
That's right, my God. We're a month, we're a third of the way through the month of April. The 12th is upon us, and so as we nose around some of the celebrity news, that's part of our conversation every day here. Social media focuses. Ariana Grande pops up in a big way. So what about Ariana Grande? And what about her health and what's going on with her, you know, basically her career? We're going to shed some light on that in a moment here after this message.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Okay, so Jay, you know more about Ariana Grande. I certainly know her name. I know she's a big star. She's young. But she also is having a problem. Why? Like she's having an artificial, I would describe what I've seen and heard, kind of artificial in the sense that there's body shaming going on. Whose business is it what people look like? And why is it that, somebody feels like they have to mind your own damn business?
Yes, let's normalize not commenting on other people's bodies. And she is addressing kind of the body shaming and encouraging people to just be gentle with each other, be gentle with themselves. And a lot of people are coming and saying that she is noticeably skinnier or thinner than she used to be. And she's addressing that in the fact of healthy looks different on different people, and the body that people are comparing to her current body versus a previous body, she's saying that previous body was not healthy. She was on a lot of antidepressants. She was drinking alcohol while on the antidepressants. She was not eating very well. She was not a healthy person, and now this is the healthiest she has ever been, and this just happens to be what it looks like. And she was pointing out that some people maybe have they're bigger. And people think that that's not healthy, but that could be their healthy.
Mind your own business. Yes. M-Y-O-B.
And also, we don't know what other people are dealing with or what kind of struggle they're going through. And
none
if
of your
there
business.
Is something going on, they probably already have a team of people around them and they're working on it and they already are kind of identifying it.
But
can comment on it if it's like somebody in your close circle. But as far as celebrities or people you just randomly see online, it's not your business.
And what maybe this flies in the face with some, you know, that expression, if you see something, say something, like the nonsense you hear at the airport or wherever it may be. And it is. The kind of stuff that comes out of that is mostly negative, not positive. Once in a while, something good comes out of it, but not very often. I think that there is the attractiveness. I have a different idea maybe than some other men about what I think is attractive in a woman. And that's me. And that should be between me and the person that I like, not someone scrutinizing or looking or somehow or other.
Beauty
making
in the
some,
eye of the beholder.
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah. So, there. How about that? Take that.
Yeah. Get him,
yeah,
Ariana.
Yeah. You jerkleburgers on social media. All right. So, that's the Ariana Grande story and the update here on Good Day. Jay and Doug, it's Wednesday morning at 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip for the Day. You know, one of the most common questions I get asked is, Warren, how do I keep my cat off the counter or scratching things around the house? So I've come up with a lot of different methods. Everyone works differently, just like every cat is different. Very often what I recommend is you take some double stick tape, you put the double stick tape on your countertop, you blow up a couple of balloons, put the balloons on the double stick tape. This way, when the cat goes to jump on the countertop, guess what's going to happen? Chances are the balloon's going to break and he'll get startled and he won't do it again. But if that doesn't work, even walking on the double stick tape, it's like kitty flypaper. He's not thrilled about that. Some of the other things you may want to try as well is aluminum foil. Very often cats don't like the feel of walking on aluminum foil, so it may be a good idea to take some aluminum foil, crunch it up, and put it in the areas where your cat doesn't want to go. Following these methods can make a difference, but the most important thing you do to prevent your cat from jumping up on things is give him plenty of opportunities and plenty of places of his own to jump on. It'll make all the difference in the world. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Republican lawmakers say they have uncovered records that indicate President Biden was meeting with Hunter's business partners in Obama's White House.
I have never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings.
I have never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything having to do with their businesses, period.
candidate Biden on the campaign trail. The congressmen say records indicate four business partners, the vice president, and two assistants at Hunter Biden's now-defunct firm visited the White House more than 80 times when his father was vice president in the Obama administration. A former Obama stenographer is ready to testify, saying, quote, Joe Biden committed crimes in Ukraine in a conspiracy with Jake Sullivan. I'm a witness of that happening, end quote. Today is officially International Day for Human Spaceflight, as we celebrate humankind's special relationship with space. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your
life with Extendovite. Good day.
Good day, sir.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, here's the way to get to us. Once a day, every day, you should have a bowl of Campbell's soup and also a call to Doug. 855-999-DOUG. That's the number, Jay, right? Do I have it right?
You do have it right. 855-999-3684. We want to hear your thoughts in your voice.
34 at the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. It is Wednesday, April the 12th is upon us. Nothing much to celebrate today, although later on we're going to celebrate in the Farm, Food, and Family Division of the Division. I guess it's a it's the part of the program which we talk about all of food from top to bottom, and we'll celebrate National Licorice Day. Program brought to you in part by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for your motorcycle, your boat, your RV. So here's the number. If you haven't caught it when I mentioned it before, here it is. See how much you can save by calling them up at 800-PROGRESSIVE or go online to progressive.com. S'il vous plaît. the recycling story. We were just talking about the problems. There was a problem at a recycling center where a lot of people in that community in Indiana have been moved out. I guess they all have been moved out because the stuff in the air is really bad for you. Here's a good example of a really smart, a genius physics teacher coming up with a way to power motorbikes. You know, they're making motorbikes out of, you know, they're electric everything, electric tractors, electric trucks, electric cars. So why not an electric motorcycle, right? So here's this high school teacher who's taking old laptop batteries and using them to power bikes, moving, taking the engine out of the bike and putting new engines that are powered by these batteries, electric engines, on the power bike, on the motorbike.
The whole, like, reduce, reuse, recycle on so many levels. Because these are bikes that are already petrol-powered.
Yep.
Changing them into electric-powered ones, using the old laptop batteries that really can't be used for laptops anymore. It's brilliant.
It's like MacGyver, right? Or I saw on the plane a movie. I'd heard about this. MacGruber? Has anybody ever watched?
Oh, yeah. It's like the satire
silly
one of MacGyver.
Yeah, it was kind
of
silly. Yeah. It was fun.
It started from a SNL skit.
Oh, did it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah, it was
okay. That makes sense.
Saturday Night Live skit, yes.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, so there's a lot of discussion in the business, but I'm going to take you into the business of AM radio because I've heard from a lot of you, and I know that people in Congress, this has been something that obviously hit the nerve of people like me who are on the radio and have been on the radio and started our careers on AM radio back in the 60s, 70s, 80s, when music was only, the FM radio really didn't come into play until the late 70s in reality. And so before that, everything was on the AM band. And so now, mostly the spoken word is on the AM band. And so there are a lot of editorials in various trades, why AM radio must be saved, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and how to do it. I thought the most passionate one, interesting, by the way, the angle that Mark Levin takes in his, he's just basically, he's doing what he does, and that's attack everything. So he's attacked the manufacturers of cars and trucks and stuff. And his angle is that it's an attack on conservative talk radio. It's a pretty interesting angle because most of the talk shows around are right of center. Certainly his is. And many of the other people, when you think about the people that are on the radio doing most of the talks on most of the talk stations, most of them are right of center. Started in a move by Limbaugh and then just growing into Hannity and Levin and some of these other guys that are around now and a couple of the women who have done well doing talk radio. So is it? Could it be? I suppose you can make an argument. You can go into the political history of the people that run Ford or the people that run any of these companies, and can you find a thread that suggests they're all liberals? And if that's the case, are they going after the conservatives? Let's get rid of the conservatives on the radio.
Stereotypical news talk radio is conservative, which, again, not everyone fits into the same box anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. So I thought that was an interesting, I think he's always got an interesting take. I'm not a big fan of, I like him as a person, very friendly, good guy, but not, I don't, it's not my style, and so, but everybody's to his own. So he's making this, and there's a lot of traction there. I think there may be something to it, frankly. I think he may be right, to a point. If you get the pun, get it? He may be right. Get it, Jay? Okay. All right. Let's keep moving here. The Gang of Eight. Do you know who's in the Gang of Eight?
No. Is it enough?
Leaders. Well, this is all about the briefing on what Trump had taken with him when he left the presidency. All of the various documents now, not only Trump, but Biden's and Pence and whoever else has got caught with their fingers in the cookie jar. So I thought it was interesting. I've heard the reference, but I never really knew, or I could have figured it out, and I did actually, who is in the Gang of Eight, who have now been given all of this information on what Trump and Biden and Pence supposedly took or had. So it's Chuck Schumer, who's the majority leader in the Senate. It's the minority leader, Mitch McConnell, in the Senate. It's House Speaker Kevin McCarthy from California. He's so far one Democrat, one Republican. McCarthy's a Republican. Minority leader, Hakeem Jeffries of New York. So that's four. The top Republican and Democrats from each chamber's Intelligence Committee. Michael Turner, who's a Republican. Jim Hines, who's a Democrat. And Senators Warner and Rubio. Rubio's a Republican. Warner is a Democrat. So it's a bipartisan 4-4. And they've got all of this. And so what? What are they going to do with it? This was something that was done yesterday under the circumstances. So they have access to the classified material. All right. So what happens then? Biden's administration made a big deal out of giving this information to these people, but then again, what is gained? Well, okay, so they all have done something they shouldn't have done. Some of them seem to know that they shouldn't have done it, and some know that, you know, they do know.
And some just figured they would never be caught.
Yeah. I don't see the big deal, frankly. I don't know. Somebody's going to take a shot at me, I'm sure, but I just don't. Are there more important things to talk about, and how do we determine, you know, let's, for example, Jay, explain to folks how it is, because you put together a lot of the material that we talk about here. By the way, they refer to this in the press secretary referred to this as mishandled classified documents, not stolen, but mishandled. So that in and of itself sort of lightens the load here. It sort of lessens the focus, and it just shows you how politics can take something that is, in my mind, minor. It's, what is the old expression, making a mountain out of a molehill?
Yeah, that's what this is. It's also like just putting a spin on things.
Well,
you know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, some things can seem like the biggest of deals, and then other things can seem like, okay, probably not so bad, just based on how it was described.
Yeah. Well, anyway. So tell people how it is that you decide what it is that you think we ought to be talking about.
Well, I don't know, because some stories you're like, why are we talking about this? Who cares?
Okay. Yeah, no. But it's
no,
all right,
it's just whatever. Yeah, I look at multiple different websites, and whichever the top stories that happen to be across the board,
right,
that seem like most people are talking about, and then as far as what social media is discussing too, and then kind of just mix the three together, really. And then it's like throwing mud at the wall and figuring out which ones we're going to actually go for. And sometimes there's a story that's in prep that it's just like, you know what? There's something else more important to discuss, and we kick it out. And then there's other times where we find something that comes out maybe that morning after we've already started discussing things on the radio program, and we're like, hey, we need to put this in.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, and then I decide, I nose around and I see some things that appeal to me or I think are stories worth talking about. For example, a Texas woman was found alive inside her submerged Jeep after a local fisherman reported that he saw a vehicle in the water. She'd been in the Jeep for 4 hours. And the water was up to the top of the window. She just had, you know how you see in the movie sometimes, somebody in a submerged boat or something with their head, I'm doing it now, up to their noses on the ceiling.
Yeah. There's like that slightest of air bubbles.
Yeah.
And they just.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the water was cold. She got treated. She was rescued. She was treated for hypothermia. But imagine surviving how this woman, according to somebody, I'm just looking at this story from the point of view of a survival expert who said it's so rare to survive for an extended period of time in something like that, especially when the water is as cold as it was.
And then for the fisherman, right place, right time.
Yeah.
Able to find her and help her get that help.
Right. Now, what I haven't figured out or pieced together is how she got into the water in the first place. How did the boat get out 40 or so feet away from shore? That's the thing that is, I suppose that's secondary. But when you get right down to it, the woman had been listed as a missing person by another police department in another part of Texas. Well, and so it may be that she was, who knows what was going on with her. She
was
psychologically
near,
was, in a bad place.
That can be one of the speculations. And then this was near a boat ramp. And we've seen this a lot where people are blindly following the navigation, not really looking at their surroundings. And if the navigation says turn left here, they turn left there.
Yeah.
And then they end up in water or off the cliff or something.
Yep.
We have seen stories like this so many times.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. There's another, there was a boy, apparently a young boy, that was found in a car similar to that. Recently, the boy was in the car that went over into the water, and he drowned. As people get close to the water, we get into the warm weather, this kind of stuff happens, unfortunately. All right, I want to talk about something that I've discovered. It's discovery time on Good Day. All right? What I've discovered is Balance 7. So if you are like me, sometimes when you eat the wrong stuff, it comes back kind of as heartburn. Yeah, I love to eat certain foods, and you do too, but they come back on you. So if you have foods like that that are making you sick and you're tired of it, then perhaps you ought to try Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy, memory, sleep, helps unlock the immune system. It allows better hydration, and so therefore the nourishment that you get when you're eating good food or when you're taking medication or supplements, that kind of stuff, it's digested much better. Balance 7 works. Take that with you and figure it out by calling 800-793-9039. Mention my name, Doug. And in a couple of days, you're going to feel the difference. So here's how you get it. Again, call 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. Go Balance 7.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
SpringFest is here at Lowe's. Don't miss out on the best deals of the season. Refresh your yard with 5 bags of premium mulch for just $10. And refresh your home with savings on paint and stain. Right now, buy one, get one 50% off on 1-gallon cans and 5-gallon pails of HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams Paint, Stainmaster Paint, and Cabot Exterior Stains. Shop SpringFest today. Valid through 4/12. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see store at Lowe's.com for details.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
This is your captain. You may have noticed my new haircut on your way in. Wanted to look my best. Got a new passport photo taken at Staples. In and out in 10 minutes. And while I'm there, I can grab travel size body wash. Maybe a shower cap. Don't want to mess up the new do.
Staples has everything you need to travel. 10-minute passport photos, luggage, headphones, even personal travel items. And now at Staples, get 20% off your in-store purchase when you buy any travel service. Get all set to jet and save at Staples. Offer ends 4/29. In-store only. Exclusion supply.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Now 53 after the hour on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on National Licorice Day. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. For all your car care needs, get the parts you need, the service you need from the pros, the professionals at the parts counter. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Okay, so how do we celebrate National Licorice Day? Hello, duh. You get a stick of licorice and you eat it. There and then you your know. Teeth, I can just see it now on all the grandchildren and children who are chewing on it, their teeth turn black, right? You look at your, here's, take a smile, get a picture of your teeth after you've had some licorice. That licorice makes your teeth black. But there are a lot of, actually, on the serious side, a lot of health benefits for those who eat licorice, real licorice, not the stuff that sometimes it gets all sugared up, right?
I was just thinking, I cannot do the taste. I cannot do it. They give me Twizzlers, awful. Like the, yep. the red kind that has zero yep. licorice in
yep.
it.
Yep.
Give me that any day of the week. Yep. It's actually a really great straw. You cut out, you bite off the ends.
Yeah. Suck stuff up through it. Jelly beans are made out of licorice sometimes, licorice ropes. So if you have a child, then maybe you're an adult that likes this stuff, but Jay and I are not in that group. But we celebrate it because we don't just celebrate what we want to celebrate. We celebrate what you might celebrate. And if you didn't know that licorice comes from a plant that's known, hello, as the licorice plant, and oftentimes it's confused because it looks like a rubber tree plant. You know, the rubber grows on trees. That's where rubber comes from. And licorice also grows on trees, and the trees look pretty much like a rubber tree.
I don't know whether it is there. is there a resemblance? Maybe, who knows?
I don't know.
The first time anybody remembers licorice is when it was found in the tomb of King Tut. Da 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 da. King Tut. Licorice was a drink at the time. Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, Napoleon all liked to drink licorice. Ugh, sounds like drinking somebody's blood. Blech. Anyway, so sailors took it on long trips. It's good. It is good for your health. And I think people knew
there's
that.
There's so many health benefits if you can get past the flavor, if you can get past the taste. If you like the taste, good for you.
Good for you.
I feel like it also tastes like fennel. Fennel and licorice taste the exact same to me. They're so gross.
All right, here's today's recall. Meijer stores. Here we go. Pre-made salads again. Good God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why do
second,
we...
Second day in a row of pre-made salad kits.
Listeria all over the place.
Leave the lettuce alone.
Yeah.
I love
buy
salad.
Buy fresh
it's
lettuce.
Just so not healthy
make it
anymore.
Yourself. Yeah. There's all kinds of... There's a dozen different salads here. That are in Meijer stores in Michigan, Indiana, Illinois, Ohio, Kentucky, Wisconsin. And a lot of people have gotten sick from this. So bring it back to Meijer's if you bought it, and don't buy it if you haven't bought it. Stay away from that stuff.
Yeah, the brand is fresh from Meijer, and it's basically all of the products.
Yep. So when you make your own salad, whatever you have left, mostly you put it in a Tupperware container, right? Isn't that the standard? Tupperware has been around forever. Apparently, they're in dire straits, though. They had a good time, if you'll, I guess, look at it that way, during the pandemic, because people were saving food as much. But now, they're in danger of being delisted because the shares have tumbled because nobody's buying their stuff anymore. It used to be, when I was a kid, there were Tupperware salespeople, like the Avon lady would knock on the door, literally, and there were Tupperware parties.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear about this?
Oh, well, they still kind of have things.
Oh, they
like
do?
That. They're just different brands. I think there are Tupperware parties, but then there's stuff like Pampered Chef and still a lot of these multi-level marketing things where I don't think Tupperware was one at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they're big and they still are.
I just wonder if they go out of business, some crummy Chinese company come along and make this stuff cheaper, and that's what people
used
to put stuff in.
That's the thing. Tupperware is the brand itself, not just the actual product. It's the brand, and there's so many other brands. It's a shame that the OG is probably going to go away.
All right, here's 20 billion pounds of produce deemed too ugly to be displayed in grocery stores that have gone to waste, but now Feeding America, the folks that are going around picking up fruits and vegetables that are either left in the store or in the farmer's fields, instead of being sent to places to decompose like a compost pile, the surplus fruits and veggies being turned into what they call climate candy. Which is, basically you throw the stuff that isn't used into I have them on my farm, compost pile. That's good. Good for the planet. Good for them. All right, so that's it. Foodfarmandfamily.com. You get the information there. 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.